Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about the idea of handling your cattle the right way. We're back on that in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Kurt Pate understands how to work cattle the right way, and he goes around the country teaching audiences how to do that. He's from Wyoming, and he was in Oklahoma this last week teaching a group at Oklahoma State University's Tadashek Arena. We talked to him about what he actually is trying to accomplish with those audiences.
Well, I don't call what I do low-stress livestock handling, which it's a good term, but for me it has to be effective stockmanship. So for whatever job I'm going to do, whether it be working cattle in an auction market, in a feed yard, or on a ranch, I want to be effective with my skills to get the job done in a way that's profitable, doesn't create a lot of stress on the animals, and the consumer can accept.
You mentioned handling cattle at different times during the life of that animal. Are there different ways that you handle an animal at different times of its life?
I think for the cow-calf, you're kind of a trainer. This is where you're getting the animals where they learn how to work, how to go away from pressure. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get them properly trained as a cow-calf or when they're weaned, they might have quite a bit of trouble when they get in a stalker situation or go to the auction market or through a big sale. And then when they leave there and go to a feed yard, if they haven't been properly handled and gotten ready, just like getting a kid ready to go to college at OSU, you got to get these cattle ready to go on to the next step. And that takes stockmanship. And stockmanship, to me, is a skill. And skills are learned and practiced, and you get better with each time you do something.
So is an animal maybe hadn't been maybe quite properly taught when it gets spooked or when it's easily spooked?
They're very much. They're easily spooked, and they get easily confused. And if they're a docile animal, when a docile animal gets confused, he doesn't get spooked, he stops. And sometimes that's more stressful than an animal that gets spooked. At least you can get them to go up the chute if they're spooked. A real gentle animal, I think that's the thing we miss. All animals, the better they work and the better they can think their way out of pressure, the less pressure we have to use. And that's the big challenge. When we get in spots where the animals don't work for us, we got to resort to things that don't work for the industry.
And Kurt Pate says it's real important for an experienced cowboy to understand there's still more to learn.
Well, they probably got all these skills that I'm talking about. They just can refine them by getting their timing better, mm-hmm. and maybe understanding that the animal can see better from different positions. And so the first thing is deciding I can get better. And I don't know many people that are real good at any profession that don't think they can get better. If you think you know it all, then you pretty much know it all, and you might as well stay where you're at. So first thing is admitting that you can get better.
Talking effective stockmanship with Kurt Pate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.